You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Te Hiringa Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, released data on the state of New Zealand youth mental health. It found that while most rangatahi were doing well, there is a steady decline in youth wellbeing in comparison to older age groups more recently, with one in five young people experiencing higher rates of psychological distress. I spoke to Dr. Ella Cullen, the Director of Wellbeing System Leadership at Te Hiringa Mahara, about this data, the factors contributing to this, and how to better support rangatahi. And so recent data collected by Te Hiringa Mahara has found that while most rangatahi are doing well, there is a steady decline in youth wellbeing in comparison to older age groups. What kind of numbers are we talking about here, and how do these compare to previous years?
Yeah, so the report looks into from about 2021 to last year, 2023, kind of using government administrative data. And yeah, as the report sort of talks about, up to about 2021, young people felt, you know, it was easy to be themselves in Aotearoa, which was the same for rangatahi Māori as well, that they had good control over their lives and that the things that they did were worthwhile, which is a pretty positive finding. So around 2021, that was actually the majority of the people that we report against, around 74%. So that's quite a big number. And then post-2021, we do see this sort of gradual decline over the last, since 2021, in mental wellbeing and a kind of a increase in psychological distress. So that's basically the inverse of the numbers I've just given you around the increase in psychological distress. It's about one in five young people.
And this decline is most notable more recently. What kind of factors are contributing to negative mental health statistics for young people at the moment? What are the conditions currently causing this, do you think?
Yeah, I guess what we do know from the report and some of the data that we look at are some of those wider root causes of mental wellbeing, and they're both at an individual level, a household level, whānau sort of level. So for example, in our reporting and our assessment, we know that having what is needed, so basic adequate household income or individual income, is a necessary capability for both individuals and families to draw from. So the data does clearly show over the last 3-4 years and coinciding with the cost of living crisis, that basic income for households with young people in them specifically is lower in comparison to older age groups. And that's actually worse for households that have Māori in them, young people, as well as young people with a disability. So there's kind of these compounding, just going from the data, factors or, I guess, areas which really impact on some of those core capabilities that people need.
And of course this brings up a wider conversation about mental health support for rangatahi. What services or resources are available for those struggling at the moment?
We're actually really pleased that there are more options for mental health and addiction support available for young people. So there is the Access and Choice program that we're monitoring as well at the moment that's being rolled out, Youth Line, Youth Services. There's an increase in the use of telehealth services for young people, which was a positive finding. Yeah, so there has been sort of, this general increase in terms of telehealth. Where we are a little bit concerned is that young people do continue to wait longer than older age groups for specialist services. So sort of in the mild to moderate area, there's more options and more support available for young people. And that kind of more severe end, a bit of a longer wait time for access to services for young people.
Right, and I guess with those concerns in mind, how do you propose this issue is better addressed? How can rangatahi be better supported then?
Yeah, so in our monitoring report that we've just released, we do call out, we make a recommendation around having more community options for rangatahi. So that's around, meeting the needs of rangatahi in the community. So rather than going into a hospital setting, we do want to see more services available somewhere in the community. The other really big one for us as a commission is having young people in as part of the decision-making process and design of some of these services. We've heard time and time again from young people that, and rangatahi, that they want their voice at the table, and it's a really big part of the decision making. Another solution is more at the government level around having this longer term investment in addressing some of the root causes of mental distress. You know, so having suitable housing for young people, having that adequate income for young people, It's really, really important that we're also looking at things like tackling discrimination against disabled and rainbow youth, for example. So there's a number of things that government could be doing.
That was Dr. Ella Cullen, the Director of Wellbeing System Leadership at Te Hiringa Mahara, speaking to me about recent data on the state of youth mental wellbeing in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.